Yo, what's up? Welcome back to Hustlers, as always brought to you by Arepa. Arepa is a cognitive brain drink for performance under stress and fatigue. It sounds pretty fucking full on, but basically what it is to replace caffeine, replace the coffees. It's got a thing in it called L-theanine, which actually helps your brain perform when it's stress and fatigue. So whether you're a surgeon and you're going into surgery, whether you're a uni student and you've got a long night of studying, replace the energy drinks, replace the coffees, this can actually help you perform better, and it's scientifically proven and made by neuroscientists. So use our promo code 138 online, you get 20% off. You can alternatively, you can click the link in the description, and they will give you, that'll automatically apply the discount code for you. So promo code 138, 20% off online on Arepa. Today's going to be a bite-sized potty. It's just going to be around happiness. It's something I've been thinking about a lot lately, and I thought I'd jump on and have a quick spiel about it and what I think in terms of happiness. So I've been on a bit of a roller coaster lately, a lot of things going on in my lifestyle and things. So it's really taught me something that I've always knew about happiness, but it's kind of like, I guess it's reminded me. So you know, happiness is an emotion, but for me, in my opinion, happiness is a skill, and it's practiced. You can't just have happiness and can't expect it, because you're human. We can't just expect happiness and being sad, and you know, it's not like that. So I think it needs to be practiced, and in order for you to obtain it easily, that's when I think it needs to be practiced. So I believe that, you know, and again, I'm no expert at this. I'm really working on this myself, but I honestly believe that you need to be able to find happiness within yourself, and not need happiness from other people or from other things. And when you can find sort of like self happiness and be comfortable in your own skin, that's when I think you know, it's going to be most beneficial. Let's say me personally, when I rely on happiness to come from someone, that's when you get yourself in trouble. And I believe that's where, you know, you get let down or whatever, and, you know, things happen in life, and you might get, yeah, like I said, let down. So the best way to maintain happiness and be comfortable is finding, you know, ways to be happy with what you're doing and yourself. And you know, there was a certain point in my life, and I'm sort of getting back there again, but there was a certain point in my life where I was very comfortable just being happy and alone. Like, I could just go and do my own thing and be alone. I'd rather be by myself, and I was happy to do that. I was happy with just being by myself, and then I lost that, and so I lost happiness with it, I believe. So trying to find my way back to that, that's the key. I mean, like I said, it's a skill. It's learned. It's not automatically embedded in us. You know, you need to practice that shit. So I do also believe, as everything, just like everything else, you know, you're going to have ups and downs with it, and it's going to get better, and then it's going to go shit, and it's going to be worse, and it sucks, and you think it's not working, and then it gets better again. And I just think that's just like anything. And it also comes with, the more you practice it, the more you will reap the rewards of it. The more you start to forget it and sort of take it for granted like I did, the more it sort of goes away and you kind of lose it again. So I practice happiness and gratitude every day, being positive. I feel like I'm trying to preach, you know, life lessons to you, but like, honestly, this is something that I've been through recently, and I'm trying to work my way back to it. So finding happiness in myself, being grateful for what I have, not sort of dwelling on what I don't have, but being grateful for what I do have. I'm grateful for the life I get to live. I get to do what I love for a living. Not everyone gets to do that. So for that, I'm very grateful. I get to turn up to work, you know, sort of on my own terms, and do what I want to be doing. You know, I paved the way for myself, and I should be grateful for that. I'm grateful for my son. You know, like, he's the best thing that's ever happened to me. And, you know, when I get down and when I start to Hit the, you know, the downward slope again. I think about these things. I think about my son. I think about, well, shit, you know, I've got the best thing that's ever happened to me in the world. Be grateful for that. So, yeah, be grateful, be happy, be positive, have a positive mindset. Remember that happiness isn't just a thing that we should all have. It's taught, it's a skill, and it's practiced. And the more you practice, the more you'll obtain it. That's me.